It's time to celebrate Autism Acceptance Month. But do you know what autism is? Well, today we're going to break it down for you and sit down with the star of one of our favorite podcasts. I'm Bethany Van Delft. It's Saturday, April 16th, and this is no ordinary episode of the 10 News. This is the 10 News Gets Extra.
10,
9,
8,
7,
6,
5,
4, 3,
2, 1.
Some of you may want to know, what exactly is autism? Let's dive deep into it with 10 important facts you should know.
1.
Autism is a different way of thinking, also known as neurodivergent. Think of it like having an iOS operating system versus an Android system. Both are great, just different.
2.
Autism is a spectrum disorder because each person experiences it differently. A spectrum is like a rainbow of different experiences.
3.
Autism is something you're born with and you don't grow out of it. And some people aren't even diagnosed until they're grown-ups.
4.
Boys are more likely to be diagnosed with autism than girls, but that might be because girls are experiencing different symptoms than boys.
5.
There isn't one cause of autism, but it's often linked to genetics. People on the autism spectrum can behave differently in their communication, family relationships and friendships, and in social settings. About 40% of people with autism are nonverbal, which means they don't speak.
7.
Some people with autism do things in a repetitive way. They might make the same sound again and again, or repeat their movements. It's called stimming, and it can be comforting to their senses. Autistic people prefer symbols like a rainbow infinity sign instead of the puzzle piece symbol. That's because people with autism don't want to be seen as an unsolvable puzzle. The rainbow infinity sign is a positive way to show the spectrum of experiences for neurodiverse people.
9.
People are born with autism spectrum disorder all over the world.
10.
April is Autism Acceptance Month, and it's all about celebrating differences, learning more, and empowering individuals with autism.
Hooray!
Now that you're up to speed, the 10 News head writer Ryan Willard is sitting down with Jonathan Cormer, a gentleman who has autism and is the star of one of our favorite podcasts, Dork Tales Storytime Podcast.
What up, Tenors? We've got a special guest that I'm ridiculously excited to talk to. So first off, who are you, where are you from, and what do you do?
Well, hey there, Ryan. Thanks for having me. Well, my real name is Jonathan Murphy, but my Screen Actors Guild union name is Jonathan Cormer. I am an actor. Specifically voice acting, though I have done acting in the other fields like theater and film and stuff. And I live in California in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Jonathan, what do you do better than anyone else?
Huh. Well, I wouldn't say I do anything better, but what I do well is that I'm very, very good at diving into these like different characters and doing different voices and learning and memorizing different lines and scripts and stuff, and really kind of getting into the story and the characters and learning not only my parts but other people's parts too, because I'm just so invested in the story.
What would you say the coolest part about being autistic is?
Well, I think the coolest part of being autistic is that, I'm very, very, very focused on what I do. I have a lot of, I have hyper focus. I have many, many interests, and I really, really get into these interests and learn. And learn everything there is to know about them. Hence why I can, you know, do a lot of characters and learn everything about not only the characters I'm playing, but the characters that you or everyone else in the story is doing. And I'm pretty good at remembering my lines. I have really good memory. on like lines when I kind of see the words written and I'm repeat them kind of over and over again, I can get it down and get the whole story down. And I'm really good at observing people and their mannerisms and mimicking. I'm a good mimicker of people and their physical and vocal mannerisms. It just kind of comes to me.
What's the most challenging part about being autistic?
I can't read social cues very well, so it's hard for me to kind of, you know, look at people and sort of determine what they're feeling or what they're thinking. And, you know, sometimes I can like misread them and what they're saying or what they're actually feeling. And it can be tough socially. I do have some social anxiety. Got a lot of social anxiety there. It's hard for me to kind of remember like names of things that I just kind of hear offhand. I have to like kind of put a face or something to it. Other challenges, let's see. Oh, and another challenge is sensory issues. I have a problem with loud noises and stuff. I can't really go into like big crowded small areas with a big crowd of people and so much noise. It can become very very overwhelming and doesn't really help my anxiety very, very much.
Jonathan, can you tell us something you want more people to know about autism?
That's a good question. What do I want more people to know about autism? Well, I think what people can sort of learn about autism is that we're all different. We're all just as unique and diverse as, well, everyone else is. I mean, there's an old saying that if you've met one person on the spectrum, you've just met one person on the spectrum. We're all very different. We all have different kinds of challenges and different strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, we require like specific help on our specific things, and we all have specific things we are good at. And, you know, it's more about the individual and who they are.
So what advice would you give a kid who just learned that they were autistic?
I would say to the kid, congratulations, you just learned something new about yourself. You know, there was actually, I was doing a presentation for a high school not too long ago, and one of the teens there told me that they just found out that they're on the spectrum. And I said, "Oh, great. How do you feel about that?" And he said, "Well, not too great. I'm kind of worried about, you know, about it." And I said to him, "Oh, well, Has anything changed in your life?" And he said, "No, not really." I'm like, "Well, there you go. It's just, you know, it's one extra thing you learn about yourself. There's nothing wrong with being on the spectrum. It doesn't really change who you are. It's just a part of who you are. You never stop learning about yourself. I'm always changing. I'm in my 30s and, you know, I'm always learning new things about myself and growing. You never stop learning."
Thank you so much for stopping by the 10 News, Jonathan. We really appreciate your insight and your awesome work on Dork Tales.
Yeah. Thanks. It was really, really nice. Nice talking to you. And thank you so much for having me on, Ryan.
Thank you so much, Jonathan, for the wonderful insight into your world. You can catch him on Dork Tales Storytime Podcast, available on all podcast platforms. There are so many successful scientists, artists, comedians, musicians, and writers who are on the autism spectrum. But did you know that Elon Musk, founder of SpaceX and Tesla Motors, is on the autism spectrum? He made the announcement on the comedy show Saturday Night Live. Pretty cool, huh? His announcement shone a light on all that autistic individuals can and do accomplish. Up next, it's time for...
What?
What?
What's the big idea?
Trivia on the 10. 22-year-old Ari Nehman was one of the youngest ever presidential appointees. He was nominated to serve on the National Council on Disability. Can you guess which president appointed him? Is it A, President Obama, B, President Trump, or C, President Biden? Did you guess it? The answer is A. Way back in 2010, President Obama appointed Ari, and he's been an important leader in the neurodiversity movement ever since. He talked about the status of people with autism, saying, "We need to stop making autism advocacy about trying to create a world where there aren't any autistic people and start building one in which autistic people have the rights and support they deserve." Bravo, Ari, for saying what needs to be said. That's all we have time for today, but if you want to learn more, check out the show notes to listen to last year's episode with our interview with founder of the nonprofit Autism Career Pathways, Maisie Sotantio, and her daughter. Before we go, though, here's a quick note for the grown-ups.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real? Or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you can't take the heat, it may be time for some cool clothing. The only way to play it cool this summer is in brand new Tommy Johns. When you wear Tommy John, you're that much cooler, so you can do everything better, thanks to breathable, lightweight fabric with 4 times the stretch of competing brands. With dozens of comfort innovations, Tommy John makes you look super hot while feeling super cool. From lounging at home to summertime fun, that's why Tommy John doesn't have customers, they have fanatics. With over 17 million pairs sold, people love Tommy John underwear and loungewear. I love wearing my Tommy John loungewear because it feels great after a long day. You should get Tommy John too. Plus, you're always covered with their best pair you'll ever wear or it's free guarantee. So shop TommyJohn.com/TENNEWS now for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/10news for 20% off your first order. TommyJohn.com/10news. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Look out for our new episodes on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and extras on Saturdays. The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcast and is distributed by iHeartRadio. The 10 News creative team is learning more about autism and includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Ryan Willard, Logan DeYoung, and Tessa Flannery. Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan. I'm Bethany Van Delft, and thanks for listening to the 10 News. Happy Autism Awareness Month, and do not forget to check out the show notes to learn more.
This podcast has been named a Common Sense selection by Common Sense Media, recognized for its outstanding content for kids and families.